2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 23. Day 3. Morning Nourishment. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, even as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. 8. For you were once darkness but are now light in the Lord, walk as children of light. In Ephesians 5:2 Paul issues a commandment, walk in love. As grace and reality, truth, are the basic elements in 4:17-32, so love and light are the basic elements in the Apostle's exhortation in 5:1-33. Grace is the expression of love, and love is the source of grace. Truth is the revelation of light, and light is the origin of truth. God is love and light. When God is expressed and revealed in the Lord Jesus, his love becomes grace and his light becomes truth. After we have, in the Lord Jesus, received God as grace and realized him as truth, we come to him and enjoy his love and light. Love and light are deeper than grace and truth. Hence, the Apostle first took grace and truth as the basic elements for his exhortation, and then love and light. This implies that he wanted our daily walk to grow deeper, to progress from the outward elements to the inward. Today's reading. Love is the inner substance of God, whereas light is the expressed element of God. It is possible to sense the love of God inwardly, and it is possible to see the light of God shining out. Our walk in love should be constituted of both the loving substance and the shining element of God. These should be the inner source of our walk. They are deeper than grace and truth. Paul commands us to walk in love, even as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. In 4:32 the Apostle presented God as the pattern of our daily walk. Here he set forth Christ as the example for our living. There it is God in Christ as our pattern, since in that section God's grace and reality, truth, expressed in the life of Jesus are taken as the basic elements. According to 4:32, we are to forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven us. This means that God is the pattern of forgiveness. But in chapter 5 Christ himself is our example, since in this section love expressed by Christ to us and light shined by Christ upon us are taken as the basic elements. Here Christ, who loved us and gave himself up for us, is the example of walking in love. Paul says that Christ gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. In the Bible there is a difference between an offering and a sacrifice. An offering is for fellowship with God, whereas a sacrifice is for redemption from sin. Christ gave himself up for us as both an offering, that we might have fellowship with God, and a sacrifice, that he might redeem us from sin. In loving us, Christ gave himself up for us. This was for us, but it was a sweet-smelling savor to God. In following his example, our walk in love should not be only something for others but also a sweet-smelling savor to God. In verse 8 Paul says, "For you were once darkness but are now light in the Lord, walk as children of light." We were once not only dark but darkness itself. Now we are not only the children of light but light itself. As light is God, so darkness is Satan. We were darkness because we were one with Satan. Now we are light because we are one with God in the Lord. As God is light, so we, the children of God, are also the children of light. Because we are now light in the Lord, we should walk as children of light. Ephesians 5:10 says, proving what is well-pleasing to the Lord. This phrase is related to verse 8. We should not walk foolishly or blindly or ignorantly. Rather, we should walk as children of light, proving what is well-pleasing to the Lord. This is the end of today's morning revival.